of you are better than Musa alayhi salam. And nobody ever who you will talk to can ever be worse than Fir'aun. So you are supposed to be speaking to them even in a better manner. Did we understand the point? None of you can ever be better than Musa alayhi salam. And no one you ever trying to call to deen can be worse than Fir'aun. So watch your speech even further. Allahu Akbar. Look at this nasiha. Now today, how do we call our Muslims to deen? I don't even have to go further. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us really to serve the deen positively, to solve the problems, rather than just to mention and blurt the problems without even presenting solutions and helping those who have problems. So I was saying, husband-wife relation is extremely important, very, very important. We need to smile. Do not lose your cool. Do not lose your temper. Don't let shaitan come and spoil this relation. But sometimes, nowadays, there is a new problem. What is the problem? By the parents will tell you, my son, my daughter got married, but they didn't even consult me. They didn't even consult me. That is a sickness also. Unless your parents are un-Islamic, unless your parents are those who really have gone astray, you should try your best always to make mashwara with your parents. Allah has chosen them for you to come into the dunya. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. سبحان الله. Allah says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that you shall worship none besides Him. قَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ. And thereafter, what shall you do? Once you are a good Muslim who has followed and submitted to the command of Allah, which was taught to us through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which means deen comes first. And thereafter come your parents. That is the second order. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't even utter to them, or oof. Sometimes your mother tells you, pick up the plate after you, and you say, just that. That's what is being spoken about in the Quran. How does it hurt that parent? That mother gave birth to you. The mother carried you for 9 months. You were so heavy. You made her literally suffer morning sickness. That's why Allah says that it is not easy to bear a child. If Allah wanted, those sicknesses would not be there. But Allah kept those sicknesses, some of the ulama say, so that a child who is farma bardar, that child who is obedient, can think that my mother's been through a lot. Just the act of childbirth, the birth itself, the labor, wallahi, if men were to go through it, I don't even know what would happen. And yet we are born, we are looked after at a time by our parents when, had they forsaken us, we would have died. When a child screams, that child's mother runs to the child. Had the mother not run to the child, maybe the child might have suffocated in one way or another. But had that mother known that 18 years down the line, this child is going to slap me in my face, do you really think that that mother would have run? The answer is yes, the mother would still have run, hoping that inshallah he won't do that or she won't do that. That is the rahmah Allah has put in a mother. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed one lady breastfeeding, he stopped his companions and asked them, do you see the mercy that this mother has on the child? Do you think that she would ever throw the child into the fire? And the sahaba radiallahu anhum said, kalla, never ever, it's impossible. And he told them, wallahi, I tell you, the mercy of Allah is far greater than this mother can ever have on that child. May Allah save us from the punishment of Jahannam. What that means is the mother, we might disobey the mother after some time. May Allah not make us from amongst those. And may Allah not give us mothers who will order us that which is wrong and haram. We need to balance the coin here also. And at the same time, that mother will still make dua for you.